how do we... Is it ever acceptable to put a life out of suffering, knowing that, let's say, for example, it's dying and it's suffering slowly? Is it ever acceptable, let's say, in my example, I'm going to use... I see a doe being hit by a car.
Right.
It was not in good condition.
Yeah.
The farmers just wanted to put a shotgun to it.
Yeah.
Put it out of suffering. Is that...
Well, we don't usually have shotguns. So it helps. I mean, I think one of the things is life, you know, really wants to live. You know, even the simplest forms. And you're being bit by a mosquito, and you sort of pick it up by the hind legs, and it just struggles. It wants to get away. It wants to live. It's not as, oh, squash me now sort of thing. It wants to live. And certainly any... Because sometimes, like, being able to look after an animal or a human being until they naturally expire is an incredible gift. Because then there's an element of being able to integrate the reality of their impending death. And that's being able, and it takes a while to be able to get one's own mind around the fact that, okay, I'm dying, any being. So that the willingness to care for someone, even when they are suffering, and because usually what the motivation is not so much I want to help them out of their suffering, it's sort of like, God, that suffering is really disturbing. But how can I help that being? I remember one time being out at a branch monastery. I was out at Dauda. And they had this big Brahma bull who was kept coming around our monastery and it didn't live there. And we were worried about it because the tigers were... They're around, so that we didn't want it to. It should have been with its herd, and for some reason it kept coming over. They ended up making a little corral, and sure enough, a female tiger and her cub, because we could see the tracks after, it scared it out of the corral. It broke out of the corral. I mean, it's like big. I mean, it was really big, and it just ran it down. Tiger ran it down, and then attacked it. And some hunters were coming along at the same time. So they shot at the tiger. Tigers left. But this big bull was, and it belonged to the next kind of little village over. We knew the owners. And so we went and looked after it. And we just looked after it until it died. And it was, you could just see it get increasingly peaceful. And, you know, whereas at the beginning it's, yeah, it's just been attacked by a tiger. It's not in its calmest state of mind. And so just, you know, so rather than sort of the, oh, this poor dumb animal needs to be put out of his misery, it's sort of, you know, looking after it. So we looked after it and cared for it, and then it died naturally. So that you know, it's a gift to even an animal, and certainly to a human being. You see that with dogs and cats. Because there's bonds between those, the owners, and when the owner really looks after, then it's a real gift to that animal. But it is uncomfortable, because, you know, human beings, any kind of physical form, they're messy. Okay.